Hello. Today's conversation is Your Potential for Greatness. And it's a very exciting conversation for women these days who are looking at leadership roles and really moving and changing the course of the world. Last night, while enjoying dinner with my East Indian companion, we had a conversation about human nature I found fascinating. My friend's theory is that we all have the capacity to harm others and live into our lower nature. He went on to give me examples of Hitlers and Saddams and recent gunmen of school tragedies. Although I did not feel I could disagree with his points, I also knew that this was not the conversation I was interested in amplifying. Remember, what you focus on, good or bad, is what you can really call attention to and energize as real. When you have a conversation about how bad it is, you are joining the group mind meme that continues the agreement for this challenge indefinitely. Fueling a conversation about the badness of human nature will also install this as a point you believe in and operate out of. The potential for greatness lives in each and every one of us. To become an enlightened master is a full opportunity for every single one of us. We are born to make manifest. We are meant to love, grow, and contribute in the world that is longing for our presence, our peace of mind, and our contribution. Why we are not all immediately enlightened masters? At birth, we all come with the full wiring and energy for an awakened, enlightened life. We choose to live, learn, grow in the human realm, which means the entire purpose for our incarnation is to gain a wealth of knowledge about love, relationships, and the full experience of being human. We learn about the human body, about creation, about fun and suffering. When we clear our memes and miasms, group mind and group virus, around the lower nature we must embody, we immediately pop up to the higher energy vibration. Your speaking and passionate desire to convince someone human nature is a kind of black magic locks you into yourself and creates a kind of glass ceiling that you cannot move above until you stop energizing that mindset and start energizing a more uplifting mindset. You can also think about group hypnosis as a factor in holding you into your limiting beliefs and your lower behavior. How does it help you to believe all of us have the potential for terrorism or dark behaviors? Do you get permission to have bad behaviors? Do you want to do better? Start energizing the potential for greatness. Find the mentors and role models who love and contribute. Become the inspiration and the celebration you want to experience in your life. I encourage you to spend time in nature, and while you are there, be a stream of gratitude and appreciation. Visualize what you love about life and what is precious and joyous to you. Feel the love and gratitude with each breath you take, and turn off your monkey mind asking you to keep looking at what is wrong. When you unplug and reboot to a higher level of gratitude and mental emotional focus, you will begin to live into your greatness. You came in with all the love and mastery you need to have a great life. You were born to contribute and to inspire. Made in the image and likeness of God, how could you be anything less than amazing? Choose to live into your greatness. If this article touched you, please write me and share how you're stepping into your greatness. I'd love to hear your success stories. You may enjoy the Spiritual Freedom mini program that we have on the julierenee.com site. Well, that's all for now. I'm just sending you love, and I so support you in living into your greatness. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.